And we turn now to another popularity contest that has drawn international media attention, the first gay beauty pageant in China. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the event may have attracted more attention than the organizers or contestants wanted.
A singer warms up as stagehands ready sound and lights at the upscale Lan Bar. It's the last day of rehearsals before the Mr. Gay China beauty pageant. Foreign journalists far outnumber the eight contestants whom they're interviewing one after another. One of the pageant's organizers, nicknamed Nyonyo, says this was not the way he had planned it.
We started out with a low-profile approach to this event, promoting it on a very small scale and with only a few contestants. But international media interest has exceeded our expectations. This week, the interest has exploded, and we're a bit worried.
Contestants rehearse for a fashion show and prepare to answer questions by a panel of judges. The plan is to send the winner to represent China at the worldwide Mr. Gay contest in Norway. Nyonyo says the pageant is intended to present an appealing and wholesome image of China's comrades, as homosexuals are known in Chinese slang.
The contestants will present a new image of China's comrades, healthy, fashionable, and with a sunny, positive attitude.
Despite his optimism, he says that many of the contestants have not yet gone public with their sexual orientation, and so the organizers have invited few domestic media. That's fine by Justin, a 29-year-old business consultant with a dragon tattooed on his forearm. He asked that he be identified only by his first name.
I don't want my parents to know about this event. If I don't win this competition and they see me, I'll just deny it was me. If I win, then I'll accept it and treat it as an opportunity to tell my parents the truth.
The Ministry of Health has said that as of 2004, China had 5 to 10 million homosexuals. Noted sexologist Li Yinhe says the real number is probably between 36 to 48 million. Gay sex was outlawed under the crime of hooliganism until 1997. Homosexuality was classed as a mental illness in China until as recently as 2001. Any hint of a gay rights movement in China today would likely be harshly suppressed by authorities. So, says pageant contestant Stephen Zhang, patience is in and militancy is out.
I don't think China needs a movement. That would only make the situation worse. If we can maintain the current situation, our generation may not live to see acceptance, but the next will definitely have hope.
Zhang is hopeful that China can revive the spirit of tolerance that he says people in ancient China showed towards homosexuality. Organizer Nyonyo adds that just the preparations for the pageant have raised awareness and support for the gay community.
We hope there will be a good result tomorrow. If not, we'll feel regret. But at least we gave it our best try, and we feel that we've already succeeded by making it this far.
As it happened the following night, though, police shut down the pageant an hour before showtime, saying the organizers didn't have the required license. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.